Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Through March the 15th without getting stabbed in the back, Jennifer, did you?
That I know of, sir.
Do you know that there are 44, Kenny probably knows this, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. There were 44 senators in the Roman Senate. All of them took a turn stabbing him in the back. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Kind of like modern day Congress.
Yeah, either that or radio.
Or that, too.
One or the other. All right, so our poll over the weekend, as it normally is, focusing on the top 10 talk topics of the past week. Let's see what won here in the list of the top 10. 23% of you thought the Ferguson shootings, it was, well, there were two police that were shot, right? Didn't they arrest the fellow responsible for this over the weekend, or who they think is responsible for it? Yes, that's what they did. Okay, so that was 22% saying that was most important. 22%, I said 23 for that. 22% said the immigration issue. And isn't there a budget? Now, I'm asking the questions because I'm letting you know what I've seen and what I haven't seen over the weekend. The amount of money for immigration is being cut, or there's a suggestion of cutting it because we have too much money being spent on too many things, and we certainly can't spend more money there. And then one person I heard describe the Obama foray into this rather brilliantly as one-man government. And I chuckled to myself and said, yeah, that's kind of what it is. All right, so that was the second most important one from your point of view, or at least people who went to DougSteffen.com to vote. The Hillary email thing came in number three, which I thought was number one. That's just my own pejorative. I would have argued back and forth between the Ferguson shootings and the email probe, which now seems to have taken on a different life or a different focus. So the question comes on how exactly did Mrs. Clinton's team decide which of her emails ought to be saved and which one should be deleted. Didn't Time Magazine have the first report on this? Seems to me they took apart the review process to determine which of her emails were work-related and which were personal. Is that something that is settling in with everybody? Time Magazine asked a lot of questions. They did not confirm or deny whatever Time has come up with. And so Time seems to be the focus of this, at least as to what they're saying in this week's issue. And I will tell you firsthand that I was out of it pretty much all of the weekend. The cover story about the email situation reports, quote, "This review did not involve opening and reading each email. Instead, lawyers created a list of names and keywords related to her work and searched for those." Cite the let's see, half of the emails, 31,830, did not contain any of the search terms, according to the staff, so they were deemed to be private.
Those are the yoga emails.
But is that where there's 31,000 of them? But now Mrs. Clinton's team is saying that's not true. So this is confusing, and I'm a couple of people, or actually a lot of people, took shots at me last week, Kenny, because I said I didn't think this was a big deal. This is a tempest in a teapot. There are people who certainly can agree or disagree. You can do whatever you'd like to. 888-302-3684, or email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Has your mind changed?
No.
So you still don't think it's a big deal?
Well, for me, I'm talking about it personally. In terms of, you can take it apart two different ways. For me, it doesn't make any difference. It wouldn't make any difference on how I voted in an election if the election would be today. However, the promise of a Clinton presidential campaign is something that's not wrapped around her positions at the moment. It's wrapped around this, as often is the case with many things that are like this. You know, there is this parsing of words. I fully complied with every rule that I was governed by, but the rules have changed. So why is that important to this, other than the seeming glow of the impropriety? The average person isn't going to worry about whether Mrs. Clinton's emails were personal or not, as to whether or not they're going to. She's the kind of person that people have already decided they're going to vote for or they aren't going to vote for. It doesn't mean all this stuff means nothing to me. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, and this is weird because you've mentioned this before. I have a show that I do myself that is strictly more political than the show.
Yes.
And I interviewed a guy named Ed Klein, and I think we've talked about him.
Yeah.
I interviewed him last Friday, and he is an author of a book. He's actually chronicled both the Clinton and the Obama families for like 10 years. He's written a bunch of books.
Yep.
His latest is called Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas, and it's his contention that it was President Obama, White House team, and Valerie Jarrett who released this information about Hillary Clinton because they don't want to see another Clinton. They don't want to see Clinton go in as president after him because they'd like to see someone who is further left. They think that Clinton is too moderate. And so Ed Klein says that there are six scandals that Obama is investigating right now, or his team is investigating, to release information that will try to take down Hillary Clinton's chances. Now, I actually started feeling a little bit of sympathy for Hillary Clinton. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's true. Because, you know, in listening to him talk, I was thinking about her just as a person and as a woman. And I was thinking, because he was talking about how she has always been very security-minded. She's always waiting for someone to take her down. And I thought, that's probably true. I mean, think back. How many years has she been married to Bill Clinton, who has very publicly cheated on her? We know that, or at least acted inappropriately for someone in a monogamous relationship. And I started to think, of course she's going to be, paranoid all the time. She's married. I mean, it starts at home. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, this is why she has her server, because she's completely paranoid about everybody. She's, worried. I mean, it starts with her husband cheating on her. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's where this stems from,
okay,
this paranoia.
Here's what you're brilliant, because you are going in the same direction I was going in. This is going to end up helping her.
I think it does too.
Sympathy is going to be with her.
At some point.
Yeah. Well, even maybe now, but later on down the road, especially if it comes out, if Klein is right or even close to being right, people don't like the Obamas anyway. And so if they figure there's this feud, as has been, they played nice after the last convention. Obama is smug. He's... I'm going to try to characterize this as well as I can. The childish rivalry, the pettiness that exists in politics, back and forth. Sometimes you see it undercut by people getting along afterwards, or you see the best example, another Clinton example, are the Bushes and the Clintons. The Bushes and the Clintons
like each other.
Are about as friendly as you could be under any circumstance, never mind political rivalries. They like each other. And the joke was that when George Bush was interviewed for some, George Bush the son, interviewed recently about the book that he wrote about his father, and he was asked, well, who are you going to vote for? Because you and the Clintons are great friends.
My brother, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, Kenny, what do you think about all of this? I've asked you, and you're an Obama watcher.
I think tempest in a teapot, I think, is a good analogy for this. I think that this Republican Congress has been so focused on fighting and on having committee hearings as opposed to getting anything done that I'm not sure they know how to do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that sort of everything goes up in smoke. Okay, so that's where we are. What do you think? Kenny will pose this in some way, shape, or form. You have anything pithy before we pause for a moment in terms of social media thoughts on this?
Let's see, pithy. Eric says, every single thing the Republican majority has done has been pure politics. These people do not have the capacity to actually govern.
Yeah, well,
they're not giving much of a chance either.
No.
Just to be fair.
It's 16 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, 2020 News Quiz question involving a gentleman who's the subject of both an HBO series and a law enforcement scrutiny routine. He is, according to the story that we have at DougSteffen.com today and the What's New at Doug Steffen box, one of the four stories we have is about this gentleman. He was being interviewed talking about similarities in handwriting in a letter that he wrote, and another one linked to one of the killings to which this fellow has been linked. Altogether, there are three. And he got up and went to the bathroom and said he didn't know the microphone was still on. He's what we call in the biz mic'd. So he carried the microphone with him. He had this little device in his back pocket, and he had a clip-on microphone. And he admits in the bathroom to killing all of these people. Who is this man? Identify him, and you will qualify for our drawing next week. Is it next week? Yeah, it's next week. We'll be giving away our weekend trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. So if you know the identity of this man, now would be the time for you to buzz us up at 888-302-3684. Is that too casual? How about you ring us up at 888-302-3684? How about you call us?
Jingle.
888-302-3684. Yeah, give us a jingle. At 888-302-3684. Yeah, right.
if you're in Louisiana.
Yeah. That's a losing proposition. Okay, so what's this guy's name? Look at the pictures of him, and you look in his eyes, and you know there's some kind of demonic thing going on with this guy. 71 years old. Who is he? He'll call us now. We'll take care of it at the bottom of the hour. 21 minutes after the hour now. Don't forget the numbers. 888-302-Dugger.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV. Your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone.
Good thing we fed enough.
And all the roses.
You can't touch the binger. Sorry. Do that.
You're a bingo.
It's you. Must go, and I must buy. Oh. But come back.
All right, so we all pretty much realize that because today is the 16th, yesterday is the 15th, tomorrow is the 17th. And what happens, Jennifer, on the 17th of March?
You better wear green, Dougie, or you're going to get pinched.
It's Green Day, St. Patrick's Day. So our poll today at DougStephan.com wants to know, who is your favorite Irish singer? And so we start with Bing Crosby. There's a U2, Van Morrison. As opposed to, with Jennifer, it's not Enya, it's Nunya.
Nunya business.
Enya is
Enya's
close.
Sister.
Yes, okay, so that's the
Enya yes, Mama right. is her name.
Okay, thank you. So normally in this portion of the program, we're about the business of having a few laughs, courtesy of some of the monologues from the late night shows, so let's go to David Letterman from last Friday, shall we?
Republicans want to examine Clinton's hard drive. You know, they're all upset with Hillary Clinton, and they say, we need these emails. And not only that, hey, just forget the emails. We want to get a look at your hard drive. And I thought, well, wasn't that the last Clinton scandal?
Keep going, Peter.
Spring break. Anybody on spring break, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, for mom and dad, it's the time of year you have to wire bail money to Puerto Vallarta. You know, it was a spring break when I was a kid. I was always the guy they would send out for ice, and I'd come back, and the motel room would be locked. Hey, you know what's going on right now? The Iditarod dog sled race is underway up in Alaska. Yes, I know, it's not the same without Derek Jeter, is it really? Alex Rodriguez hit a home run in spring training game. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you what it means. He's back on the juice.
All right, there you go. That's a popular point of view. Ellen DeGeneres here joking about binge-watching of certain television shows, Jennifer.
So the other day, Portia and I sat down to watch one episode of House of Cards, the key word being one. And I think you know how this story ends. Because the end of the show, the window pops up and it says, next episode starts in 5, 4, 3. 12 hours later, we watch the entire season. Netflix don't care if you have a job or a family. Everything just immediately now just moves to the next show. So, I mean, we could have stopped it, but that would have involved pressing a button. So neither of us were prepared to do that. In the past, it took so much more. If you wanted to watch TV, there was effort involved. You had to get up off the couch, and you had to turn the dial, or you had to adjust the rabbit ears. You had to put tin foil on that rabbit ears. If you were to record a show, that took planning and preparation. You'd have to leave work early. You'd rush home. You'd have to find a tape, like a blank tape. There was never a blank one. So you'd end up recording over your brother's 12th birthday, just so you could see an episode of Scarecrow and Mrs. King. But now, it's almost impossible to miss your favorite TV show. If you miss it live, it's on your DVR. If it's not on your DVR, it's on demand. If it's not on demand, it's on Hulu. If it's not on Hulu, it's on Amazon. If it's not on Amazon, then and only then should you read a book. I'm kidding. You should find another show.
All right, so there you go. There's a smile there. All right, let's see if we can find a winner for our 2020 News Quiz question. The question is, who is it that admitted in a documentary that he killed three people? Here's James. Hi, James. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. I know it's just the guy in New Orleans. I can't remember his name. I mean, I've been listening on and off, but I just can't get his name out. Uh-huh. He's accused of three of these things.
Do you want a little help? Or do we, Jennifer, want to give yourself
help
a little
him.
Help?
Come on.
All right. First name is R.
R. Oh, boy. This is tough. I'm just bad with names. I know what's going on with the guy, though.
All right. Okay. Well, you hold on. We'll qualify you,
know
and then we'll find out
if
somebody else wants to answer the question. Hold on. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, what do you think of the James Fallows Atlantic piece that we have great soldiers but bad wars because of political mistakes?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
I have a happy dance in common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and LaMarche. James Fallows has an amazing cover piece in The Atlantic last month where he says that we have great soldiers, but they're misled into bad wars by political fools.
I don't think it's right. The wars we have been waging in Iraq and Afghanistan are inherently difficult because they're wars of counterinsurgency, and there's always a political element to that. And we had militarily pretty clearly won that conflict, and then politically it got away from us. But the American forces, they came to understand Iraqi society, to understand the tribal elements. So it was a marvelous feat of American arms that was subsequently lost.
What I took away from Fallows' piece was, there is a weird estrangement in this society from the military. It's a different kind of estrangement than you had in the Vietnam period, where people came back and felt disrespected or that their service hadn't been honored. And now it's coupled with
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The hour now, 27 for the new hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program for Monday. How many more? Where we have this is halfway through the month. Wow,
I know.
Third month of the year. Weather's improving greatly. It was 94 degrees here yesterday
at the beach. It was actually hotter at the beach in LA than it was in the valley. Isn't that weird?
And the traffic was the most. It was the worst, most annoying day I have ever spent, and I've been in some bad traffic. Never again will I be here. When they run the race. On that weekend, I'm leaving.
Oh, L.A. traffic is rough.
Remind
yeah.
me. It's, never mind L.A. traffic. This is stupid traffic. And the way they run this race is more mortifyingly stupid. How they just basically plug up the whole city for this race, which is meaningless.
These people can run for charity. Jeez.
No, I mean, it's just run it somewhere else. Run it someplace like up
the L.A. Marathon
the
in Montana. It's much less crowded. The hashtag run LA wouldn't match right. up, but you know.
Run them up and down the PCH or something, or run them up and down the damn beach, for God's sakes. There's 26, 27 miles of beach from Malibu down to below Manhattan Beach. What's Redondo or whatever.
Yeah.
Down there.
Area.
Do it down there. I mean, I'm telling you, it was horrific.
What were you trying to? Where were you doing downtown?
It sounds silly.
Most people don't go downtown.
I went. Well, I wasn't downtown. I'm here. The race ends a half a mile from my house.
Oh, that's a bummer.
At the pier. So I'm going down the Pacific Coast Highway, and I get up and go down to the farmer's market and buy some fruit. And generally just sort of gaunt around for a little while. I get the car, and I realize I can come up the PCH and get off in Santa Monica, but I can't go back across because San Vicente, which basically cuts across, it's the street. I'm in the canyon, and San Vicente is the street up on top of the canyon, so it's a stone's throw from here. They cut that off, and it goes all the way to the 405. So there's no way you can get across from the other side of town, from what is in essence the south side of town, across to the north side. You can't do it unless you get on the 405 and go up above to Sunset, which is what I eventually tried to do. But to move in this, it's like everybody wants to get to the beach because it's 94 degrees. They can't get there in any normal way. I mean, it's bad enough when it's night. Who am I complaining about? I sound like a really...
I know.
Like, sure. It's 94 degrees and everybody else is shivering. And so, Doug, shut up. Okay, I'm going to be quiet and move on. 888-302-3684.
It was hot.
It was. James figured out that it was somebody... We had the 2020 News Quiz question. I asked the question about this fellow who admitted to killing three people at the end of a documentary being done for HBO. And so I said, what's the identity of this fellow? And the fellow calls and says, well, I know who it is, but I'm not very good with names. And we gave it to him, having not had the name identified. Robert Durst. It's not a household name.
Mm-mm.
Robert Durst. So what's his story? What's the background on him anyway, Kenny?
About 30 years ago, his wife mysteriously disappeared. Mm. And somewhere between then and 2000, someone else was discharged. And in 2000, someone else was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been somehow involved, but there was no hard evidence, so the cases went cold.
Could never get him.
But this filmmaker was just captivated by this case, and he was making this documentary for HBO, and apparently Durst has such a big ego that he was willing to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
So he was
much
being
to his peril.
Filmed. It was a 5 or 6 episode series called The Jinx on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And in the final episode, they pulled out this letter that the police actually didn't have, that he had sent, and the handwriting matched a letter that the killer had sent to the police, down to where Beverly Hills, the Beverly, was spelled wrong on both, exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up and he went to the bathroom and still had his microphone on, and he, it was a very strange, rambling sort of monologue where he's talking to himself, and he says, "That's it, you're caught."
Mm.
And he
said, gotcha.
He said, "What did I do?" Killed them all, of course.
Great. Well, there'll be a lot of people will be watching that documentary.
Oh yeah, it was really funny yesterday. All the news reporters and everything are talking about this story and posting things on Twitter about it. And people who watch this documentary were angry because this was a spoiler.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a true story.
Yeah.
He killed people and was arrested. It's news.
Where did his money? Where did the money come from in his family? Do you know?
I don't know, but his family is very, very wealthy.
Yeah. Well, there you go. 888-302-3684. Okay. So I'm going to, because we're qualifying people all this week for our trip to the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great, great place. You'll have a wonderful time. We're having the drawing next week. So try to get as many people involved in this as possible. So we have maybe about 100 names to choose from by the time we're there. So here's another one. Put your thinking caps on and tell me who Jeffrey Williams is. Another name in the news today. Who is Jeffrey Williams, and why are we interested in him and his story? 888-302-3684. Who is Jeffrey Williams? Meanwhile, Mr. Kerry, our Secretary of State, has been working feverishly all weekend long to try to figure out how we can make these nuclear talks work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a deadline. I didn't understand what the deadline was, though. Why is there a deadline for this? Some arbitrary deadline? 2 weeks?
I think it's just a deadline.
A deadline?
Yeah, you know. They make it up, so they want to get it done to move things on.
Deadline. Okay. So we can all sleep better tonight knowing that Kerry is on the job. Thanks very much.
I always feel like
yeah, he does look like him.
just Fred like Grin, he should make Grin that. Yeah, like a weird laugh or something. I don't know.
Right. So the Peter is in charge of the technical side of things in Washington today.
That's why the show's sounding so good today.
Yes, sounds wonderful. I'm betting that you are in on what's going on with the March Madness stuff. Are you into that? Is there an office pool there?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I am not.
Like Peter, I know. Oh, you're not involved? I figured you'd know what was going on.
No, I don't.
Really? Huh. All right, so where does all of
well,
this
Well, that
game...
makes four of us. Moving on.
Yeah, but I have to sound like I know what's going on. Somebody knows what's going on. The only thing I know about what's going on college campuses is how colleges now think they'd better be getting close to knowing what's going on at the fraternities
and
sororities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this latest hoo-ha with Sigma Alpha Epsilon, University of Oklahoma, the racist chants, they look bad, horrible, as a matter of fact. Just so old and out of touch with who would apply, unless you are a raging racist, why would you apply to go to school at the University of Oklahoma? Even if the rest of the fraternities weren't bad. The bad.
See, I don't even think that it reflects the school. I think because, I don't know, if I were a kid, I don't know that that would impact my decision or not to go there.
Oh, it would be, well, what who's
it really?
Paying? If your parents are in on it.
I don't get that the whole school's at fault.
Well, it may not be that the whole school. I'm just talking about reputation. You know, I mean, it's like the Hillary Clinton stuff we were talking about in the last half hour. It's rumor, it's innuendo, it's right. suggestion, it's, you know, how do you determine? There are so many good colleges. Why would you even bother looking at the University of Oklahoma?
It's interesting. So you would think, you think that they might see a dip in their attendance.
I would think it was just like Penn State. What happened after the scandal to enrollment
that, that one, yeah. I think when you have, especially when you have like molestation chart, I see what you're saying.
The number of candidates diminished down to 30% the next year of what it had been the year before. And they practically closed the school down because it's a state school. But I don't even know if they've recovered. Anybody in Pennsylvania know how they've recovered after all of that? Have people forgotten about it? And they're, I mean, it's a pretty good school other than that kind of stuff. 888-302-3684. Cindy, I think she has an answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
How are you doing? Good. Who's Jeffrey Williams?
He shot the two police officers in Ferguson.
Well, he's accused of shooting the police officers. I suppose the appropriate thing now would be to have a, we could be playing I Shot the Sheriff. Remember that old song?
But I did not shoot
the deputy. Right, okay. All right, so where are you, Cindy?
Tucson.
Tucson, good, okay. You just woke up, I can tell, right? Pretty clever.
Yeah, I'm at work right now. I just had to work.
Oh. You were working and you were sleeping at work?
No, I just got to work, headed to work.
Oh, you're on your way to work, okay. All right, well, be careful when you're at work. How do you wake up normally? Do you wake up on the top of your game? Or is it going to take you a while to get there?
I usually am pretty good when I get to work.
Mm-hmm. Why do you choose this radio?
Else. Huh?
But why do you choose this radio station to listen to as you're on your way to work?
Because it's interesting.
Good answer. I make sure she's qualified. Cindy, thank you very much. Qualified
have
for
a nice
drawing.
Day at work.
To the Broadmoor, and I hope you wake up before you have to do anything serious. The Broadmoor drawing next week, so we're trying to qualify a lot of people for that. Speaking of this situation in Ferguson, Mariah Stewart is the Huffington Post's person on Ferguson, and she wrote about the arrest of this fellow Jeffrey Williams. We're going to talk to her about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Mariah Stewart is with us. Huffington Post Ferguson person. Covers the St. Louis area. She wrote about the arrest of this fellow Jeffrey Williams in connection with last week's shooting of the Ferguson police officers. So, Mariah, what was it that set the police on this chase for him?
They had a connection to him. Apparently, he was arrested during the protest.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. He was apparently what?
Arrested during the protest. And police also got some tips as well.
He was arrested during the protest?
Yes, but there were no arrests seen. Police went on a hunt after the shooting at night.
Yeah, we don't have a very good connection. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me?
Not particularly well, no. Let's try another one and see if we can make this work. The sorts of things that were going on, the first time we heard, first time there was a report that was publicized, supposedly the shooter was in a building across the street from the police station, and now you write that he was out looting. Do you know which of those two things are true, or were they both, is there a connection here? All right, apparently we don't have a good connection. Okay. Well, anyway, this is where we are. And you know what? How that bothers me, Jennifer, when somebody says we are, and I don't like that.
I know, but you just did it sometimes.
I did,
you know?
Yes. Yeah, I did it.
Because
I did it a
couple
of
times. What we knew.
Yeah. Well, so what do we know, in essence? And maybe Kenny or Jennifer, in terms of what I'm thinking about this guy, it seems that there was a report that, once again, was too fast. Because there was supposedly in the first 24 hours after this, a report that the shooting came from the building across the street from the police station, right?
It was like a house originally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so that's changed somewhat. Would it have surprised anybody? I thought that there was somebody, rumor-wise, on Friday or Saturday suggested it was somebody in the KKK that shot the police officers just to stir up the pot.
Right.
Do you think it's,
and that
is it possible?
Guys were from out of town. Okay. There was a lot of stuff lying around.
Right. So under the circumstances, is it possible that this thing, that the Ferguson police are so out of touch with reality that they would go after a black fellow just because he's black?
No. I don't think that's true.
I could see it happening, but I don't think it's true in this case.
You know why?
Because he's confessed.
Yeah, I mean, this guy admitted to it and said that he wasn't aiming at anything. He wasn't trying to hurt.
Yeah, he's firing. He said he wasn't actually firing at the police or anybody else. What was he shooting at?
That he was shooting at someone else, that there was some kind of altercation.
Does that make any sense?
With that, I mean, come on. I don't buy that at all. But that's his story, and he has confessed, so I don't think this is like misidentification. I mean, he said he did it, so.
But why would he say he'd done it unless somebody put the screws to him? Somebody found him. How did they find him? But he just came into the police station and said, I shot the
two police officers? They were looking for him, and so when they caught him, he probably admitted it.
There were he wasn't a regular protester. So many of these protesters have been doing this long enough that they know each other, and they didn't know him. So somebody
well, isn't that sick? Think about what you just said. The protesters have been protesting for so long, they all know each other. It's like a club. The protesters club.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we have a little more in-depth info than we had before we started the conversation a few minutes ago, and that's not a bad thing. 51 after the hour on the Good Day program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with what you need to know about what's happening in the world of technology. Shelley Palmer has the day off, but boy, do I have information for you, including the results of a poll that we conducted last Friday at DougSteffen.com on all things Facebook. So if you've ever bought anything on Facebook, you participated in the poll, I'll give you the results of that, plus a number of other stories that are coming from that wonderful world that we all can't escape whether we want to or not. The world of technology. Up next here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get an exclusive savings book with more than $5,000 in additional offers. Get a head start on spring cleaning with instant savings on your favorite products, like Lysol disinfecting sprays, Clorox cleaning products, OxiClean, and Bounty paper towels. Hurry into your local club to get these limited-time offers before March 29th. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The word super has a certain power, like supersized or supercharged. Super makes pretty much anything better.
So no wonder Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
All right, let's see what the results of. If you didn't hear the story, there's a federal judge who said Facebook has to face a nationwide class action lawsuit seeking to force the company to provide refunds when children spend their parents' money on its website and they don't have the parents' permission to do so. The judge in San Jose said the class action lawsuit, estimated to have hundreds of thousands of people in it, are going to press their claim that Facebook ought to change how it handles online transactions by minors. How do you know? I bought some stuff yesterday online. I bought some books from Amazon, and they didn't ask me my age. How do they know how old the people are? All you do is put your money. Is there any place that anybody knows of that asks for the age of the people who are using the credit card?
No, I don't think there is, but I think the part of the problem is that Facebook refuses to refund anything. So you buy, and the stuff you buy is like Facebook credits and things in the game.
They were discontinued, though, weren't they? The credits were discontinued a couple of years ago.
Well, they changed them into something else.
Oh, Facebook payments, they call it now. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But so it's not like it's a tangible thing that you could have used up,
mm-hmm.
but Facebook says they're not going to issue refunds.
Really? So the lawsuit was brought by two children and their parents. One child said his mother let him spend $20 on her credit card toward the game Ninja Saga, later charged several $100 for purchases he thought he made with virtual in-game currency. In all, he spent $1,059. Yeah, good. There you go. So our poll asked whether or not you'd ever bought anything on Facebook. And 29% of you said, I didn't know there was anything you could buy. I'm one of those. Jennifer, did you know you could buy stuff on Facebook?
I see the ads and stuff that you can buy, yeah, but yeah. I've never done it.
No, 26% of you said no. 19% said yes. 14% said not yet, but I've thought about it. And 13% said no, but my children have.
Hmm.
Wow. There's something. There's a
tug and a half. The kids always do it first.
They do?
They get you because the kids get permission to buy a game, and then once they get in the game, it has the credit card information.
Right. And they just
and the kids don't understand that they're not.
Well, it sounds like kind of a sticky wicket anyway.
Yeah.
It sounds a little deceptive to me.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, I think it sounds very sneaky, frankly. Speaking of buying things, according to stats out this weekend, about 1 in 8 Internet users access retail sites and applications exclusively through their mobile devices. The proportion is greater for the top 10 retailers, as high as 6 in 10 shoppers for Apple and Ticketmaster. You know what that means? 1 in 8 Internet users access retail sites and applications exclusively through their smartphone, their iPhone. That's how they buy stuff. They don't use their computers. They don't use their iPad. They don't use a laptop. They use their iPhone or the equivalent. I think that's an astounding number, Kenny, frankly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people doing that. All right, let's see here. Android. Google is reportedly planning to add Wi-Fi support to its Android Wear in a bid to counter the Apple Watch. Good luck with that, boys. Ain't much going to happen.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.